it's picking up, but then we begin to get this feedback. How do you sound over there? Say anything.
Anything.
Oh yeah, see, you're coming through loud. There's an interview, with Margaret Maris Babcock.
Yes.
At her home, in Camden, Maine, July 21st, 1998. Robert Brown, the interviewer, and with her grandson present, Jeffrey Pittman. And I thought we'd just maybe follow sort of a biographical format, concentrating on the artists and writers you knew. But tell me, you were born in Exeter, New Hampshire.
That's right.
And what was your family doing there? Had they lived there for a long time, or were they?
Father was trying to make a living and attending Phillips Exeter Academy at the same time. He bought a 14-room house, which was built and owned by Daniel Chester French, the sculptor.
Oh, he lived there too, huh? Or used to live there.
Yes. And it was situated between Miss Sarah Smith's kindergarten, which I attended at age four, already able to read and write, and was given my first book of poems, the Robert Louis Stevenson, Child's Garden of Verse.
Oh, the Child's Garden of Verse. Yes, I know that book. And you were reading by the time you were four.
Yes. Huh. My father bought and sold books and furniture for the students.
At Phillips Exeter.
Yes.
He bought and sold furniture. Books.
For their rooms and things. And had all the books he could acquire. So I learned to read by myself and be read to. And then when I finished kindergarten, I told my parents that I'd been graduated to the second grade, which in the public schools on the other side of our house. And they naively believed me, and so I went there, and after 2 weeks, Miss Smith went to see how I was doing, and was surprised to see me in the second grade. But the teacher said I was doing better than anybody else on the second grade. They wouldn't put me back to the first grade.
Even though you were younger.
So that's how I ended up graduating from Robinson Female Seminary at 15, and entering Smith before my 16th birthday.
With Robinson Female Seminary in Exeter?
Yes. And
what sort of things did you study at Robinson?
All sorts of things, including Latin.
Yes. Did you like Latin?
Yes. I